Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry.
Drilled left field, that one on its way. And forget it, gone. Dansby Swanson will touch them all.
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Dansby Swanson hit a three-run homer during Chicago's four-run first inning, and the shorthanded Cubs beat the Houston Astros 4-3 last night. Playing without Cody Bellinger, who's out with fractured ribs, Chicago used Swanson's big swing and a solid start by Jameson Taillon to earn its second straight win. It'll try to sweep the three-game set against the struggling Astros this afternoon at 2:20. The Cubs called up Pete Crow Armstrong from AAA Iowa to replace Bellinger on the roster. Curtis Meade hit his first home run of the season. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Detroit Tigers 7-5 last night to avoid a three-game sweep. The Tigers completed their six-game trip at 4-2 and are 10-4 on the road this season. Willy Castro hit a three-run homer on his 27th birthday. Joe Ryan pitched six innings for his first win of the year as the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. The Sox will try to avoid being swept on this road trip this afternoon before returning home to face Tampa Bay this weekend. The South Bend Cubs fell to Quad Cities 4-2 last night at Four Winds Field. The series continues tonight with first pitch at 7:05. Due to coverage of the first round of the NFL draft tonight, you can hear the game starting at 6:45 on 96.1 The Ton. On the eve of tonight's first round of the NFL draft, where they have two picks in the top 10, the Chicago Bears unveiled a nearly $5 billion proposal yesterday for an enclosed stadium next door to their current home at Soldier Field as part of a major project that would transform the city's lakefront, and they're asking for public funding to help make it happen. The plan calls for $3.2 billion for the new stadium plans, plus an additional $1.5 billion for infrastructure. The team and city said the project would add green and open space while improving access to the city's museum campus and could include a publicly owned hotel. The Bears are expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the first overall pick in the draft, which you can hear tonight starting at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Bears also have the 9th overall pick, while the Indianapolis Colts will pick at number 15. The Detroit Lions have the 29th overall pick tonight. After 14 long years, Reggie Bush is finally getting his Heisman Trophy back. Yesterday morning, the formal reinstatement was announced after the Heisman Trust acknowledged the enormous changes in the college football landscape. In 2010, Bush's Heisman was forfeited after his alma mater, USC, was sanctioned and it was ruled that Bush had received improper benefits during a Trojans career that spanned from 2003 to 2005. Bush will have his trophy returned, USC will receive a replica, and Bush will be invited to all future Heisman Trophy ceremonies beginning in the 2024 season.
Boston made 22 threes in game one. Hawkes for number 22! Jaime Jaquez Jr., the rookie. Big possession. Martin's going to let a three fly, and it's good. Caleb Martin having one of those nights.
Audio from TNT. The Miami Heat have pulled even in their first-round series against the Boston Celtics after winning Game 2, 111-101. Miami made a playoff record 23 three-pointers in the contest. Oklahoma City rolled to a 124-92 win and a 2-0 series lead over New Orleans. In the NHL, Brad Marchand broke a tie midway through the third period, and the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2 to take a 2-1 lead in that first-round series. Vegas took a 2-0 series lead against the West-top seed Dallas with a 3-1 win last night. Anze Kopitar fired the game-winner in overtime to give the Los Angeles Kings a 5-4 victory over the Edmonton Oilers to even that series at one game apiece. Minnesota forward Naz Reid was named the 2023-24 NBA Sixth Man of the Year, becoming the first Timberwolves player to win the award. Reid averaged career highs of 13.5 points and 5.2 rebounds per game to help Minnesota finish with the second-best record in franchise history at 56-26 and clinch the third seed in the Western Conference. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey on Wednesday dismissed any interest in engaging in conversations about a super league in college athletics, instead emphasizing his belief that there's a lot going right in the current landscape. In mid-February, the search firm Turnkey ZRG circulated a confidential proposal that included seven divisions with 10 schools each, but has failed to gain serious support. Sankey pushed back on the narrative that college sports is in a crisis, pointing to recent interest in private equity as proof that the NCAA has a valuable product. Team Penske was dealt a humiliating disqualification Wednesday when reigning Indianapolis 500 winner Joseph Newgarden was stripped of his victory in the IndyCar season-opening race at St. Petersburg, Florida, for manipulating his push-to-pass system. Penske teammate Scott McLaughlin, who finished third in the opener, was also disqualified. Will Power, who finished fourth at St. Pete, was not disqualified, but he was docked 10 points. Additionally, all three Penske entries were fined $25,000 and forfeited all prize money associated with the race. Power has not been accused of any wrongdoing. The disqualifications gave the victory to Pato O'Ward, who finished second. It's the first win for McLaren's IndyCar team since 2022.
A frosty morning, but then we'll become mostly sunny and warmer today. We're going to end up at 60 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.